Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The FBI calls it a targeted terror attack, the makeshift flamethrower used by a man to injure eight people at an event for the Israeli hostages in Gaza held in Boulder, Colorado. CBS's Scott McFarland says the suspect in custody is an Egyptian national who officials say is in the country illegally.
Among the local charges that will be handed up this afternoon at the courthouse in Boulder, Colorado, is a charge of a crime that targeted the elderly or senior citizens, those who may be at risk because of their age or vulnerable because of their age. These are the local charges right now. We'd expect there's a possibility the feds will take this case too and charge this in U.S. District Court, as the FBI is now joining local law enforcement on this investigation.
Jonathan Greenblatt is CEO of the Anti-Defamation League.
My first concern is for the eight victims of this firebombing. We understand these people in their mid-50s to their late 80s, one of whom is a Holocaust survivor. So God willing, they will all recuperate and be okay, although two of them, I'm told, are in critical condition.
The U.S. Supreme Court passes on a chance to hear a challenge to state bans on high-powered weapons.
The justices turned down a case against a Maryland law that was passed after the Sandy Hook Elementary School mass shooting in 2012. The decision comes 3 years after the high court handed down a landmark ruling that expanded Second Amendment rights. Gun advocates and attorneys for Maryland disagree over whether the AR-15 and similar weapons are protected by it. Several states have similar measures, and congressional Democrats have also supported the ban on so-called assault weapons. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
And the high courts agreed to consider reviving a Republican challenge to an Illinois law that allows mail ballots to be counted if they're received up to 2 weeks after Election Day. On the Health Watch today, CBS's Elaine Cobb on a new drug for some breast cancer patients.
Pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca says its new breast cancer drug can stop mutating tumors before they start to grow. Unveiling positive trial results on patients with advanced breast cancer, the company said its camizestrant cut the risk of a tumor progressing or a patient dying by 56%, and it significantly helped improve general health and quality of life.
And a study out today says a new treatment could help patients with a less common form of breast cancer cut their risk of death in half. Talks in Turkey between Ukraine and Russia lasted about an hour today. They did agree to swap 6,000 bodies of soldiers killed in the war. The Dow is down 170. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's Common Council will temporarily relocate to the library starting tomorrow. The move is due to City Hall elevator repairs, which are expected to last a couple of months. More details about the agendas this week can be found at RacineCountyEye.com. A 45-year-old Kansasville man was arrested after a stray bullet hit a 25-year-old Kenosha man riding in a pickup truck. That happened in the town of Dover May 25th. The victim was hit in the knee and suffered injuries that weren't life-threatening. No official charges have yet been filed. People in Kenosha County can win a $100 Visa gift card by completing a short online survey. There's a link for the confidential community health survey online. The county says the feedback will help guide future health initiatives. Redevelopment around American Family Field is still years away, but the Baseball Park District Board is moving forward with a site study mandated by law. It's connected to the 2023 $500 million stadium improvement legislation. Officials say whatever changes happen around the ballpark, they aim to preserve traditional tailgating. Consumer advocates warn that if the data center boom doesn't last, everyone else could be stuck with the costs. State regulators have approved two new natural gas power plants in Oak Creek and Kenosha County. It's all being done to meet rising energy demand from AI data centers like the one Microsoft is building in Mount Pleasant. And tours to the top of the historic Wind Point Lighthouse resumed yesterday. They take place the first Sunday of every month through October. There's more online at windpointlighthouse.org. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
On to Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers at Great American Ballpark tonight to open a three-game set against the Cincinnati Reds. The crew coming off a 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday to complete the sweep, but they lost designated hitter Christian Yelich. Hit by a pitch from the Phillies left-hander, Ranger Suarez, in the first inning.
Yeah, he got me pretty good. I hit the knob a little bit, just crushed the bottom of my hand also, so it is what it is. That stuff happens, but swelled up and made it tough to grip the bat. And, you know, it's your bottom hand, so you don't have that. It's not strong enough, so made it tough.
X-rays after the game were negative. In golf, Maya Stark of Sweden, the winner of the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. She says she reached out to her coach at the start of the week for some last-minute pointers.
You know, I had my coach here this week, and I texted him a couple of things, and I said, what do I do if my putting feels like this? And he just nailed the advice this week.
That's golfer Maya Stark with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, down to 60 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms. And there could be some heavy rain tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Thanks, Sean. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey in 30 seconds. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center. Online at RacineDiscCenter.com. Or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
The rest of the story. Alaskan sourdough Slim Williams was a friend of mine. Kept his sled dogs tethered in camp. All but one sled dog, a young male named Buck. He'd be the lead dog someday, old Slim always said. And his pal Eddie agreed, so they trusted him, pretty much let him run free. Then one morning, while Eddie was checking the downstream trap line, Slim went hunting. Game had been scarce for many winter weeks now, so Slim headed for new territory beyond the next ridge, hunted hard all that day only to be disappointed, and worse still, dusk was rolling in before Slim realized that he had ranged too far. He must return to camp before being discovered by the most deadly enemy a man can have in the northern wilderness, the cold. The cold, which at once exhilarates and anesthetizes, which lulls you with blissful hallucinations, gently tucks you in, and then murders you in your sleep. As night fell, Slim drove himself onward. The smart thing would have been to build a fire, but the insidious cold had found its way past his body and his brain all the way to where reasoning is born. He did manage to fire his rifle once in the air before lying down in the trail. One rifle shot to try to summon help, and then a short rest, he told himself. But soon he had drifted to sleep, all the way to the brink of forever after. So many before him had lost their lives thus. And yet the next thing Slim knew, He was being clawed by some powerful animal. A wolverine, he was certain, tearing the parka right off his head. Blood streaming his face, Slim could make out a pair of eyes shining in the darkness. He must get up. He must get away from this beast, Slim thought, or be eaten where he lay. So Slim struggled to his feet. He started to run. Number of times he fell, only to be attacked again, and to rise and to run again. And before too long, Slim was back in camp at his own cabin door, and that's where Eddie found him unconscious. Thawing out would take days. When Slim came around, he told Eddie about the wolverine with claws a foot long, he said. That was no wolverine, Eddie grinned. That was Buck. That was the sled dog that Slim had left untethered. In fact, the dog had kept Slim's parka, had been guarding it solemnly as his master recuperated. Of course, now Slim realized what had happened. That Buck had heard Slim fire his rifle. Buck had heard that one rifle shot, had run out and found him, woke him up, chased him home. Why had Eddie not heard? Well, the trees were freezing that night, and when tree sap freezes in those parts, it makes a loud bang, much like gunfire. Much of what we know of the Alaskan frontier at the turn of the 20th century, we've learned from the stories Slim Williams told when he returned to civilization. And among the threads comprising that rich historical tapestry was the story of a dog that Slim had once had, a sled dog named Buck. And the old sourdough realized one terrible night that Buck could tell the difference between the sharp crack of freezing sap and a rifle shot. Of course, you know now how very much more that meant, because now you know the rest of the story.
Remarkable story. Love Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Twice daily, Monday through Friday, 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05 early afternoon here on WRJN.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a blunt. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lives, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. I wish that I had told you. You don't know how
cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
If all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you.
is a timeless hit. There you go. The station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and the Racine Raiders. Wow, big news. We lost Saturday's game. That's the first game we've lost since 2023. The win streak ends at, I believe the number was 31. Remarkable. So now they turn around, do it again, taking on the Indy Bison, this time at home. And you can hear the game here on WRJN Saturday. Pre-game 6:45, kickoff at 7, sponsored by Our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults, by Kelly Friesema of eXp Realty, Time and Again Music and More, Sturtevant's Vinyl Destination, Rasmussen's Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years, and by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time. It's the Raiders, Saturday, again. Pre-game 6:45 as they start a whole new win streak here on WRJN.
This Friday, June 6th, is National Donut Day, and all the fun begins at O&H Danish Bakery. In addition to all your favorites, O&H is featuring their new blueberry cheesecake donut on Friday only. It has a rich cream cheese filling and fresh blueberries. O&H tops it with powdered sugar and their incomparable blueberry buttercream. If you love donuts, you gotta get to O&H. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Jailbird sing, let it rock. Everybody let it rock.
action was a purple game. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody knows they were gone. We'll dance to the jail. Let's rock. Number 47 said to number 3, you're the cutest jailbird I ever did see. I sure would be delighted with your company. Come on and do the jail.
Thing to do from Martha and the Vandellas. I'm Dan Marcus. Another Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest keyword coming before the day is out here on WRJN. But first, let's get you up to speed now on what's happening around the world and up your street. Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says it was a 45-year-old Kansasville man that fired a bullet that hit a guy in a truck. The stray bullet hit a 25-year-old Kenosha man in the knee. Authorities say the victim was riding in a northbound pickup truck on Sunnyside Drive in Dover when a bullet entered the vehicle. Details haven't been released yet regarding official charges. An out-of-service elevator is leading to library meetings for Racine leaders. Starting tomorrow, Racine's Common Council and other committees will temporarily meet at the Racine Public Library while the City Hall elevator gets repaired. The process is expected to take a couple of months. Mayor Corey Mason says the new location was chosen to guarantee ADA accessibility. Ascents to the top of the lighthouse resumed yesterday. The historic Wind Point Lighthouse is back open for tours and climbs to the top. Those take place the first Sunday of every month through October. Tickets, $12 for adults, $6 for kids, can be bought online at windpointlighthouse.org. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. There's still time. Come to Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale. Get here soon and save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic and get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, down to 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms. And there could be some heavy rain tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Hits WRJN. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report says we'll see a high today of about 72 under mostly sunny skies. Water temperature 49 degrees. WRJN Sand and Surf Report is sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating, from drab to fat, creating beach style color one stroke at a time.
Sunshine came softly through my end of today. Could have tripped out DC, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I'm
Hits, WRJN. One of the great pleasures of mine back in the day was sitting down backstage with the Mamas and Papas, John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas and Denny Doherty, two of the originals. And I asked John Phillips, who wrote Monday Monday, to tell me something about the song. Where'd it come from? Interesting answer.
It was written on a Sunday. That's true. Now, actually, I sat down and I said, I'm going to write a song. It's a universal song. It makes no sense whatsoever. I don't still don't know what Monday Monday's about. Do you? Is it about a girl? Is it about a day? Is it about a feeling? I have no idea. And Denny was the first to point out to me. I had no idea what it was I was talking about. Denny hated it. Never wanted to record it. He said, that song is horrible. It doesn't say anything whatsoever. I said, that's why it's going to be a hit, Denny. It doesn't say anything. So eventually we got in the studio and did it. And that's it was just written as to be a universal song. Anyone in any language would say, Monday, Monday. I know what that means. That doesn't mean anything. One of the few songs I've written that's not about a personal experience.
John Phillips, I'm Dan Marcus, on WRJN.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day.
She ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way.
I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Gonna take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the colonel's wing, and I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Paul Simon and Julio hanging out down by the schoolyard. You want to hang out someplace? I recommend any Tuesday through Sunday hanging out at the North Beach Oasis. Perfect place at the lakefront. And when they don't have a band playing, you can hear WRJN playing all these timeless hits there. It's what we do. We're everywhere. North Beach Oasis on the lakefront with WRJN.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Racine, get ready. Charlie's Cheesesteaks is opening the first week of June at 4700 Washington Avenue to serve up flavor and opportunity. From sizzling cheesesteaks and that good old summertime lemonade to wash it down, Charlie's favorites are coming to town. They can't do it without you. Now hiring cooks and cashiers who bring the heat and hospitality. Send your resume to charlies2778@gmail.com and join the team. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, joining the neighborhood with great food and great people.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit racineyachtclub.org for more info.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Father's Day weekend. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for. Four Saints Family Festival, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
WRJN.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Little love needed.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sunshine, pour your sweetness over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.